Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We are back here this week on a lovely day to walk your dog.
Absolutely. At least a little window of time here.
We've got a guest today who we'll be bringing on in a few minutes. We have Kat Albrecht, founder of Missing Pet Partnership, who will be here with us talking about Missing Pet Partnership and what they do, the wonderful work that they do, some upcoming classes and events that they have going on. So we'll talk to Kat in just a few minutes, but I do have some announcements before we get started. Northwest Wiener Fest, Eric. Yay.
Yes.
Northwest Wiener Fest 2010. It's the first annual.
Now, since this is the Dog Talk Show, I'm going to go ahead and assume that we're talking about Dachshunds here.
We are.
Okay, good. Because I was ready with the sauerkraut, but...
Yeah, no.
Okay.
We're talking about dachshund racing. But this is dachshund, you know, wiener dog races that...
As profiled in the movie, Wiener Takes All.
Right, who we had on about a year ago.
Which I like to bring up any chance I can get.
I know, me too.
It's fun.
It's so funny. But this is a national dachshund races, which... actually benefits a dachshund rescue and also raises awareness for dachshund racing in general because, you know, you want to be sure that you're doing everything in the best interest of the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, dachshund racing, I don't think is anywhere close to, you know, the world of greyhound racing, which is terrible.
Right.
But, you know, there are some differing opinions of, you know, what the best way to go about this is. And, you know, this is not a gambling event. It's not a professional racing event. It's purely for fun and enjoyment.
Please, no wagering.
Yeah, as well as raising awareness about puppy mills and animal rescue. So they are looking for, at this point, they have vendor booths available. We are certainly going to be there all weekend in full effect. Can't wait for this event. It's going to be a blast.
Now, do the wiener dogs get sponsorship? I mean, are we going to see, like, the Red Bull logo on one of these dogs or the STP sticker?
You know, Leia is pretty fast, my dachshund, and I wouldn't be surprised if she got some sort of big-name national sponsor. You'll have to see who's sponsoring, like, Sean White and those major athletes and see if they'd be interested in sponsoring.
Yeah.
You know,
does Nike make a line of
racing
dachshund?
No. No, this is just for fun, and it really is just a riot to watch these dogs go, especially when they go in the opposite direction that they're supposed to. The website is wienerfestnw.com, and I will post this information on dogtalkshow.com on the homepage. You can go there to find out more. They're also on Facebook. And on the website, you can register your dog. You can find out how you can volunteer. You can look at being a sponsor of the event or having a vendor booth there. The wiener races typically draw a large crowd, so it's a great event to attend. It's July 31st through August 1st this year in Elma, Washington, at the Grays Harbor County Fairgrounds, which I guess is just outside of Olympia. So... you'll be hearing about this pretty much every week until the event now, and I'm super excited to go.
We relish the opportunity to talk about the wiener races.
We really do, Eric. Good work with the wording there. So that's coming up. Right now they're looking for volunteers for donations for the silent auction, for vendor booths, that type of thing. And that, again, is wienerfestnw.com. Now, we have, Eric, what have we not done in a while?
lots of things.
Your favorite thing.
My favorite thing. Dog Talk Show trivia?
Yes.
Yes.
So we have Dog Talk Show trivia back today, and I have...
Excellent.
Yes. I have to give away... Where is it? I got some of the... I was talking... a couple weeks ago about Stamps to the Rescue.
Uh-huh.
which are stamps from the post office that have pictures of actual rescue animals from shelters. Here they are. Animal rescue, adopt a shelter pet, and it has all these different pictures of cats and dogs.
Very
on
cute.
There. There's looks like an Australian Shepherd.
And they're not even fighting.
No, they're not
good.
All fighting.
Even though they're right next to each other, dogs yeah, little, and cats.
They're just adorable. And it's to raise awareness for adopting a shelter pet. And I've got a book of these to give away today during our dog talk show trivia, which we will do later on in the show.
And mint condition.
They are in mint condition.
Unlicked.
Unlicked. Well, they're actually, yes, they are. They're self-adhesive.
Yeah.
And then speaking of dachshunds, just real quick, I had a little bit of a scare with Leia last week. I found a lump on her shoulder.
Oh, no.
And I was like, because anyone who's listened for several months knows I had to put Chewy down in September. He lost him to cancer. And I talked all about that in my experience. But so Leia, I was just, you know, massaging her and petting her and all that stuff. And I noticed that she had a little lump in her shoulder. And I was like, oh, no. Not again.
Right.
Please, not again. But we got it checked out, and I just found out today that it is a glandular cyst.
Okay.
Nothing to worry about.
Well, good.
No cancer.
Benign.
Benign. But, you know, just to reminder for people, and Leia has, she's a smooth-coated dachshund, so she doesn't have a lot of hair to get through. And this was not right at the surface, so, you know, it wasn't the easiest thing to find. You can't see it. But you can feel it a little bit. But just to really touch your dogs a lot all over, which would be my new motto. Because then you can feel stuff like that when it comes up. And if it had been cancer, it's so important to catch it early.
Yeah.
So really just inspect your dogs on a regular basis. Get your hands on them. Give them light massages all over the place. So then if something does come up, you know, you'll notice. And then you can get it checked out and dealt with if it needs to be quickly. So, all right, let's bring Kat on the show. We have Kat Albrecht with us, who is the founder of Missing Pet Partnership. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Julie.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show.
Thank you.
You've been here a couple times, one of our first guests way back in the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's great to have you back. Now, For those people out there who don't know about Missing Pet Partnership, one of my favorite local organizations, you are a former police officer and bloodhound handler, correct?
Correct.
And so, tell us about Missing Pet Partnership and just a little bit of an intro to the organization.
Well, we were founded in 2001. When I was living in California. Prior to that, I had been a police officer, bloodhound handler, and lost my bloodhound back in 1996. He escaped from my yard and was lost in the woods. And I called the sheriff's department to ask them to come and help me find my missing police dog, because AJ had helped them on a lot of missing person cases, but they said, we can't. We're only sanctioned to look for missing people. We don't look for lost pets or even lost police dogs. So I was on my own. I called my friend that had a golden retriever that I had helped to train to track missing people, and we scented her dog on my bloodhound's bedding, and her dog tracked down my missing bloodhound and found him in 20 minutes. And that was a life-changing moment. It made me ask the question, I know how to train dogs to find people. Why aren't we training dogs to find lost pets? And over the past 13 years, it's evolved into training volunteers and trying to develop volunteer lost pet search and rescue teams, both locally here in the Seattle area and ultimately nationwide.
Mm-hmm. And you have written a couple books, but one of them that we talked about in a previous show is called The Lost Pet Chronicles. And it is like a, what is it called, autobiography when you write
correct.
It about yourself?
Yeah, memoir.
Yeah, about your journey and how you, you know, through becoming a police officer and then doing scent tracking work and some, you know, I just vividly remember your stories of, you know, being basically pulled by a dog through brush and, you know, finding lost people or escaped criminals and all that kind of stuff. It was very exciting and a very good read. I think I read it actually on an airplane. And it was just, it sucked me in. It's a wonderful book. It's called The Lost Pet Chronicles. And where can people get that book if they're interested?
It is available in some libraries. It received really good reviews by the American Library Association and Publishers Weekly. And you can now find it on Amazon.com or any other. I mean, if you Google it, you can find it out there. Mm-hmm. And it's just no longer available in bookstores. It came out in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So it, but yeah, I wrote, that was the first book. Then the second book I authored is called Dog Detectives, Train Your Dog to Find Lost Pets. But that's more of like a training guide on how to train a dog to find lost pets.
Mm-hmm. And so you've, I've known you for a little while now and got to experience some of the wonderful things that your organization does. And something that we're going to be talking about in the next segment is what you do around the 4th of July, because this is a nightmare for pet owners and pets, a lot of pets, because they get terrified by the fireworks. And a lot of animals end up running away. They get panicked and freak out and bolt and will even bust out of what people think are secure enclosures. And so, therefore, there's lots of pets that are end up in shelters that are just out there roaming. And so, you know, what you do is really support people with information and education about the different ways and the most effective things to do, you know, the different ways to look. And we'll talk about this in the next segment coming up after this break, the differences in behavior of a dog versus an indoor cat versus an outdoor cat, because they behave differently. And this is something that you put together from your experience as a police officer and knowing behavior of people who are out there, whether it be a criminal sort of on the run or someone who's lost. So just a wealth of information, and the website is missingpetpartnership.org to check that out. I'll post all of this on the Dog Talk Show website as well. But we're going to take a quick break here, Kat, and when we come back, we'll talk to you about lost pet behavior.
Yep.
You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
The world tonight, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind of dog. Funky dogs. Nasty dogs.
Exceptional Mountain View property is now available just 90 minutes north of Seattle. Come see for yourself the expansive south-facing views of Whitehorse Glacier as you stand on the banks of the North Fork of the Stillaguamish River, a steelhead and eagle paradise. This 5-acre riverfront property is yours to build on or just to enjoy year-round. Call Vaughn Provo with Preview Properties at 425-359-0165 or on the web at vaughnprovo.com.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk with Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150. And we're back with Kat Albrecht, founder of Missing Pet Partnership. Welcome back, Kat.
Thank you.
Okay, so there is, if somebody's dog runs away versus their cat is missing, and there's also difference between indoor and outdoor cat behavior, what are some of the differences in lost pet behavior that, you know, is important for people to know?
Well, you know, what's important to know is that dogs and cats are two entirely different species. They're like apples and oranges, and the way that they behave and the way that people behave or respond towards finding a loose dog versus a loose cat are entirely different. With dogs, they're often picked up by people that rescue them, and therefore your job when you have lost a dog is to heavily market your missing dog, because most likely somebody has your dog and they just don't know how to find you. And unfortunately, the primary location where the pet owner is searching for their missing pet, which is the local animal shelter, is typically the last location where a found dog is taken because of fear of euthanasia.
Mm-hmm.
So we already have a very difficult scenario when you've lost a dog and trying to recover it. And so some of the techniques that we use are the giant fluorescent neon poster boards that say reward lost dog, or we also have volunteers that go out to intersections and do what we call an intersection alert, where they hold those signs up, just like you see sign twirlers standing on a street corner with the, you know, selling a cell phone or pizzas. We also do a thing called tagging. We use neon window markers, and on the back of the owner's cars and our volunteers' cars, we write "Lost Yorkie," you know, Belltown, and the owner's phone number on the back, so that when the owner's driving around town and doing their errands or looking for their missing dog, that they're marketing it as they're stopped in traffic or parked their car somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just highly effective using neon colors and being very visible and aggressive in your campaign to get the message out there that your dog is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Cats, on the other hand, they're territorial. The behavior of a sick or injured or panicked cat is that they'll hide in silence. So oftentimes they're hidden and concealed very close to their home. An outdoor access cat, when it doesn't come home, it means something has happened to interrupt that customary behavior of the cat coming home. And it's just imperative that the owner gets into the neighbor's yards, with their permission, of course, to look under and in every hiding place where the cat could be injured, sick, or trapped.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to ask your neighbor to look for your cat, but your neighbor is not going to get on their belly and look under their house for your missing cat. But that is where your cat is most likely to be, and that's what the type of search that you need to conduct. And then finally, with indoor-only cats that escape outside, those are displaced, panicked cats. They typically look for the first place that they can hide, where they'll feel safe and quiet, and they often stay there. And one of the primary ways to get them back is using a baited humane trap.
Mm-hmm.
And our website just has a wealth of information and testimonials from people around the country, even other countries, that have read our advice and instructions, followed those, and then got their missing pets back home.
Mm. And, you know, I think that, and I see these, I've even called people when I've seen their little flyers up to let them know about Missing Pet Partnership. But, you know, what people do, just because I think it's what we've seen growing up and we don't think that there's something else to do, but is to, you know, print out in, you know, 8.5 by 11 regular white piece of printer paper with a, you know, dimly lit picture of the animal that says missing pet, and then in fine print more details, and to put those around the neighborhood, which where there's less traffic. And so, you know, one of the biggest things, and I saw after last 4th of July when you guys had a booth, and we'll talk about this in more detail in a little bit, but you had a booth actually at the Seattle Animal Shelter helping people and assisting people who were showing up like, my dog is gone, and you know, I don't know what to do, and I'm just checking the shelter because that's what I think feel like I'm supposed to do. But those signs, and to, you know, the five, what was it, 5555?
Correct, yeah.
So what is that? What are those numbers significant
to? That means that you want to use 5 words that people can read in 5 seconds when traveling 55 miles per hour. You want to put, instead of 8.5 by 11 white flyers that people, first of all, don't notice, second of all, can't read when they're driving, you want to replace them with the giant fluorescent poster boards that say, like, reward, lost dog, black lab, red collar, mm-hmm. and your phone number. And mm-hmm. that's it. But because when I say those words, black lab, red collar, or white poodle, blue collar, you can picture that in your mind. So you want to use large 95 size font in big words that people can read so they can get a visual image. And if you can include a 8.5 by 11 blown up photograph of the dog that's big enough for people to see as they're driving by, people, the neon color and the size of the sign attracts the attention. You get the message out to all the vehicles driving, well, not the vehicles, but all the drivers mm-hmm. passing through the area. And that is mass marketing the lost dog. And the way we discovered that was after I read a book. I'd read Temple Grandin's book, Animals in Translation, and she had mentioned another book called Inattentional Blindness. Mm-hmm. And the theory is that there is no perception without attention, meaning if you don't notice something, if it doesn't capture your attention, you don't perceive it. It's as if it's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have people that are talking on their cell phones and, God forbid, texting while driving, mm-hmm. they are likely not even going to notice the fluorescent signs because they're going to be glancing up or they're going to be barely paying attention to what's in front of them on the roadway.
Yeah.
But so you have to do something drastic to get the information out there. That's why we do the protest or the neon colors and somebody standing and holding a big fluorescent lost yellow lab sign on a street corner will grab more attention than even just a stationary sign.
Mm-hmm. And these are effective. I mean, I was noticing these popping up from the exposure that you had, or all the help that you were giving people. I actually saw these signs up, and I knew that they must have been in touch with Missing Pet Partnership or visited the website or were at the booth. And there was actually a successful recovery right around my house of a woman around the 4th of July. So why don't you tell that story? It's pretty amazing.
This one gives me goosebumps, and I just blogged about this on my blog, and this was the story of Margie and her missing dog, Odie. And Margie lived in Port Angeles, and she called us, Missing Pet Partnership, on July 3rd last year. And Odie had already been missing, I believe, I lied. She called on July 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And Odie had already been missing for 3 days. He escaped before the 4th of July. She was in Seattle at the Veterans Hospital visiting a sick family member, had left Odie in her car with the windows partially rolled down, and he got out.
Mm.
And she just felt helpless. So she was calling us from Port Angeles, and I told her, just come to the Seattle Animal Shelter. We'll tag your car. We'll give you some free posters. I could tell in her voice that she didn't want to or she was ready to give up, and I said, just come. Just come and we'll give you the posters. When she came, we tagged her car with the fluorescent, her picture of her tagged car is on our website in the slideshow on the homepage. And we gave her, we gave these to you, Julie, for you to help us go and post these the flyers for her because she was elderly. And she came back the next, she called us or came back the next day and had Odie in her arms. Odie was found 7 miles from the VA hospital. The owner of a house that was 7 miles away had seen this dog living in or hiding in the bushes under their backyard, but they couldn't get to the dog. The dog wouldn't come to them. But when they drove to work that day, they just happened to work near the VA hospital. They saw the sign that Julie had posted up and called Margie, and Margie got her dog back.
And this was a type of thing where, you know, you really get into the human psychology around finding a lost pet. And it's like, you know, there's stories that I remember that you've told me of people whose dogs have been gone for months, or cats have been gone for months.
Yeah.
And to just not give up. And the reason why they were reunited is because the people didn't give up.
Exactly.
And how hard that must be for people to not give up hope and to keep trying and you know, how just emotionally draining that must be. But that's in a lot of cases what it takes. Because I think I heard you say the minute that you stop searching, the, you know, likelihood that you're going to get your pet back drop significantly.
It just plummets.
Yeah.
Yeah. The probability that your animal will be reunited with you plummets the moment that you give up and stop searching. And, you know, I mean, I do need to plug here microchipping and tags, because obviously there are a lot of reunions that take place where, you know, dogs and cats have been missing for years and they're reunited because of microchips. But there are many microchips, people, pets that are out there that are chipped, but their registrations are not current. There's obviously many more pets that are out there that are not even microchipped. But grief avoidance is, this is one of the human behaviors that we teach in the MAR, the Missing Animal Response course that we teach, that talks about the human behaviors. The behavior of the owner oftentimes, you know, dramatically reduces the chance that the animal will end up back in their home. I mean, that's why we have so many animals that are in, that strays, we call them strays, but a good majority of them are lost pets that were not found or that people gave up on or didn't know how to search or didn't know how to catch a loose panic dog. We just found a terrier here in Federal Way. It's a purebred terrier. We know that it's somebody's pet, and we're trying to backpedal and find out who this dog belongs to because it's been seen running loose for almost a month when we had a huge windstorm. So now we're calling the breeder of this terrier and trying to track down any breeders in the area that would have known who may have lost this. It's a red terrier. I won't give any more description than that, but if anybody knows anybody who lost a red terrier within the last month in the city of Federal Way, they can contact us.
And I know for dogs that they can run quite a distance, and that a lot of times it's like you know, put up the fluorescent posters and then you get a hit and somebody calls and said, oh, I saw this dog, you know, over at this intersection. And so then you go and you move and you put them up in that intersection, and then you get, oh, yeah, I saw somebody, or I saw this dog, you know, 2 miles down the road over here. And then you go and you put up the posters over there. And so you kind of follow the leads that you get until it ultimately leads you to the dog, or to somebody who has captured the dog or the animal.
Correct, and it you know, it depends on the behavior of the dog. I mean, obviously, if it's not a skittish dog, but it's a friendly dog that comes up to someone, then that makes it very easy, and those dogs are easily recovered. But it's the ones that have the skittish, shy temperament, and we have we've had a pretty good record of recovery of those dogs. Not all of them, obviously, but you know, one case that we worked that was featured on Evening Magazine, and it's featured also on our homepage. There's a picture of a Bernese Mountain Dog. There is a dog named Sophie that we spent it took us seven weeks to capture her, but she was a dog that originally we used the fluorescent posters. We got a possible sighting. We confirmed it by setting up a feeding station with a surveillance camera, caught her on tape, knew it was her, and then just began putting a bucket of water and food out every evening in the same spot. And she was living in the woods, but would run from us. But we ended up, you know, devising different ways, and ultimately did capture her. But other dogs, we had a case just this last month where it was a rescue terrier that had been pulled out of a puppy mill situation, and that we brought out our tracking dogs. We had good sightings. Our tracking dogs did an excellent job in picking up the scent and tracking the dog in the first couple hours of it being out. But after that, then we were getting sightings all over the town, and ultimately then, sadly, we did recover the dog. It had been killed on I-5.
Mm.
But it had traveled quite a distance, and they obviously have four legs and they can go, but sometimes they'll set up and bed down in an area, and if we can help, if we can facilitate that and start feeding them, then we can devise and use different trapping techniques to capture them.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a few minutes with Kat Albrecht, founder of Missing Pet Partnership. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
I finally made the warden my friend, and so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen.
Picking up dog or cat poop is a necessary pet owner's ritual. Plastic poop bags put in the trash end up in landfills, produce methane gas, and contaminate our hard-to-get-clean water. Bokashi Cycle's Pet Cycle fermenting system provides a simple, sustainable solution to a growing problem. Pet pet waste is safely and rapidly transformed into a product that restores nutrients and microbes to the soil. PetCycle is an easy and natural system you can use at home to end polluting. Visit www.bokashicycle.com or call 1-800-714-2130 to order your PetCycle system today.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. The birds from Mollywood will be back, and with baby season underway, there'll be lots to talk about with Sarvey Wildlife. We'll check on the progress at Equine Rescue and find out how Alexa and J.P. Paul and the Bassett Rescue are doing after the fire destroyed everything. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does it break your heart to see your dog limping, not feeling well, anxious, or nervous? You know something is wrong, but you're unable to find any answers. Animal healing expert Vicki Draper combines her intuitive connection, her healing gift of touch, and her extensive training to serve you and your pet. Vicki performs both local and distant sessions, providing you with her services from both near and far. Clients have reported Vicki saving them hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Contact Vicki Draper at www.vimere.com. That's V-I-M-I-E-R-E.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Monday, Vicki talks to former CNN anchor Darren Kagan, and she shares how she coped when life kicked her to the curb.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Kat, I was playing that for Zeke.
She couldn't hear it, but that song is Old Red by Blake Shelton, which is all about taking care of a bloodhound in jail.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a nose that could smell a two-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine.
Yeah, well, lately I've been blogging about how Zeke is a little thief because he's got into my Olive Garden eggplant parmesan and ate it before I had a chance to. So he's got quite the nose.
Well, yeah, he's just using his nose.
The nose knows.
Yeah. Well, now it's going to be in this segment, not right now, but in just a few minutes, we're going to do our Dog Talk Show trivia question. I'm giving away a book of Animal Rescue Adopt a Shelter Pet stamps. So these are 44-cent stamps, a book of them, but they are the stamps to the rescue to raise awareness for animal rescue and adopting a shelter pet. They're very cute, and to the caller who calls in and answers the trivia question, you will receive a full book of cute dog and cat stamps. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to give out the number now so you can write it down. I'll give it out again. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Don't call yet. Wait till I ask the question. We'll do that in just a few minutes. So, Kat, now you did a 4th of July project, and you're looking to get that set up again. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what we did last year was we set up a booth at right at the Seattle Animal Shelter in their parking lot. And when people came into the shelter because they had lost a pet, once they had looked for their dog or cat in the shelter, and if they did not find them, then we had them come up to us in the parking lot, and we each person we assisted by giving a free consultation. We asked them a lot of questions about their particular missing pet and then gave them advice and encouragement and some handouts and free giant fluorescent posters mm-hmm. with instructions on how to post them. And then we also tagged their car for free. Again, the tagging, you can see pictures of that on our website on the missingpetpartnership.org. And we used the neon fluorescent markers, the same ones that the Washington State Patrol uses when they mark abandoned cars, but we use them to mark up our cars with lost dog information.
Mm-hmm.
So we do all that for free. We accept donations, but this is a public service that our nonprofit wants to extend because we want to help as many people as possible. What was surprising was last year we really were thinking more in terms that we were going to get a lot more missing dogs and missing cats, but it was really almost equal. We assisted 15 families who had lost dogs and 16 families who had lost cats. And then we followed up and 3 months later to find out what percentage of those animals were recovered and how our information helped and whether our efforts or the posters or our advice had helped. And we found that 80% of the dogs were recovered and 81% of the missing cats were recovered.
Mm.
With the missing cats, it was really interesting because 77% of the missing cats were found within 1 block radius of their home, which is exactly the advice we'd been giving the owners, was that when it comes to fireworks or dogs becoming panicked, dogs run, cats hide.
Mm-hmm.
So we instructed them that, yes, you want to keep checking the shelter here. However, you need to get in your neighbor's yards, or you need to set humane traps, or we also rent out digital wildlife cameras. And have them set up a feeding station so that if the cat is out there and they come back the next and they put food out and the food is gone, they can pull the SD card from the camera, put it in their laptop, and look at the pictures of what ate the food. And if they see their cat, then they know the cat is there
mm-hmm.
and that they can use a humane trap to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do the same thing this year. We are in a financial crunch right now, so we really need donations to be able to get and put the supplies in, especially getting the markers that we need for that. But this year we actually are going to be doing this at the Kent Animal Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
When we first moved here, or I moved here in 2008, the first year that we were here, we did set up a booth at the Kent Shelter. We didn't get a lot of advertisement done on it, though. Last year, again, we went to Seattle Animal Shelter, but this year we're hoping to do a lot of publicity with this so everybody knows, even if you live in Tacoma
mm-hmm.
or Everett or you live far away, or even like Margie, who lived in Port Angeles, who mm-hmm. drove over to where we were at, got the posters, the advice, and the tagging from us. We want to help as many people as possible. So the intent is that we will be at the Seattle Animal Shelter on July 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Mm-hmm. And that's in Kent. And this
Correct.
Is a great way, to volunteer with Missing Pet Partnership. And I've posted this information on the Dog Talk Show website, so you can go to that and find it. You can also go to missingpetpartnership.org. But there is a volunteer orientation Tuesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. And is that in Federal Way?
Actually, that's going to be at the Kent Senior Center.
Okay.
Because even though we're based in Federal Way, we do have volunteers that are up in Bothell, Kirkland, mm-hmm. Seattle. We have one of our cat detection dogs is up in Ballard. Another one is on Capitol Hill. So we try to be a little bit centrally located. At one time, we were just having a hard time getting volunteers, and everybody was telling us, oh, you need to go to, Bellevue and Seattle. And so we do train our dogs at Seward Park. We used to train at Luther Burbank Park, but we're pretty much, most of the dogs we have in training right now are from Federal Way, and we're all driving up to Seward Park to train, but we invite people to come out and observe mm-hmm. our dog training and get involved in the meetings, and all of that information on how to do that is on our website.
Mm-hmm. So you can volunteer your time, go to the volunteer orientation, and then actually be at one of these booths just after the 4th of July. And it is so effective, and it is a service that is greatly needed. And I would love to see them at all of the shelters, you know, in years to come. But we need the bodies there. And also, certainly any donation is appreciated, whether it's money, you know, any amount that you can give is great. And also, too, if you wanted to donate some window markers that you use to tag cars. And I think you have a link to that on your wish list page under About Us on the website. So you can even just donate the supplies that Missing Pet Partnership uses and support them in that way, too. And there's all information on that on your website, missingpetpartnership.org. So I'm going to ask our trivia question now, and the first person to call in and answer correctly will receive a book of Stamps to the Rescue, good old USPS stamps that have...
First class,
that have pictures of actual shelter pets on them. They are very cute, and it's a great thing that they're doing to raise awareness for that.
And they are pre-licked for your protection.
Yes, they are. They are self-adhesive.
Yes.
So the question is, there is one breed of dog, which is the only breed whose scent tracking information testimony is acceptable in a court of law. So it can actually serve as a testimony of sorts.
Now, when they testify, do they have to put their paw on the Bible?
I believe they do, Eric.
All right. I'd like
to see that. And then they have to bark three times. No, there's one breed of dog. What breed is it whose testimony is acceptable in a court of law as it pertains to scent tracking, like perhaps identifying a criminal? Yeah. Matching the scent on a crime scene with the actual person.
In the United States, court of law.
In the United States. One breed of dog. It's the only breed whose testimony is acceptable in a court of law. If you can tell us that breed, we will send you out some stamps.
And I don't want to give it away here, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably not a wiener dog.
No, but you know what? Leia has a fabulous nose on her. We play find it in the house, you know, just hide treats around the house and then let them out and let them go loose and find it. And she is always the first one to get them. She's like a little treat-seeking missile, low to the ground.
So maybe they should reconsider dachshunds wiener dogs testify too.
Dachshunds are scent hounds,
I believe.
Yeah, they're in the hound group. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Kat Albrecht, founder of Missing Pet Partnership, and also a caller who will hopefully answer the question correctly to win some Stamps to the Rescue. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist, www.sensitivedog.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards.
delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk. 1150.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
We're back with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. We have Kat Albrecht with us, founder of Missing Pet Partnership. Hi, Kat.
Hi there.
And we have a caller on line one. We have Kirsten in Kirkland, who is going to answer our trivia question, hopefully correctly. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
What you got?
I'm thinking bloodhound.
You are correct.
Yay!
A good guess. Kind of the obvious choice, which you never know, but interesting that it's the only breed that they will accept a testimony from in a court of law regarding scent tracking. So there you go. Now, did we get your address, or should we send you back to Darcy?
No.
Okay.
Yet.
I'm going to send you back to Darcy and get your... Oops, I think she's on hold.
Yeah, I just put her on hold so that we could send her back to Darcy.
And get you get your mailing address so we can send you out a full book of Stamps to the Rescue. Adopt a Shelter Pet Animal Rescue stamps with pictures of very cute cats and dogs. Not Kat Albrecht on the stamps, but maybe someday.
And Julie, I will go ahead and throw in an autographed copy of the Lost Pet Chronicle, since it does feature a chapter of my bloodhound AJ tracking a criminal in the book. So if you would have Darcy email me her Kirsten's information, I'll go ahead and send her a book.
I will do that. Thank you, Kat. It's
sure.
Kirsten's lucky day.
Yeah.
A good day to be a listener of the Dog Talk Show. And, you know, it has been a while since we've done Dog Talk Show trivia, so we're back, hopefully for a while now. Thanks so much for that donation, Kat. It is a fabulous book. I enjoyed it. Very interesting and exciting in the times where you were actually following your dogs through woods and whatnot and finding criminals crouched behind logs and all that type of stuff. So now you've got some classes coming up. Now, Missing Pet Partnership is on Facebook. You can
Correct.
Find them on there and become a fan.
Yep. And actually, I just got through posting about an hour ago that we had another reunion. And so that's posted on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
That we helped consult on a missing cat in Kirkland, that Spat the cat had been out there for missing for a week, but we kept reassuring his owner that he was hiding nearby, and he was. He was three houses away hiding in a garage. So, but yeah, we need friends on Facebook, and we need friends to tell their friends.
Mm-hmm. And we are on Facebook as well, the Dog Talk Show, and I think... I must be a fan, but if I'm not, I will become a fan immediately.
Okay.
And you've also got some missing animal response or MAR courses. If people want to learn how and where to search for lost pets, you have some classes coming up. The next one is right before the 4th of July, a very important time to get this training, June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd. And will that be in Federal Way?
Yeah, that's a course that we're offering in Federal Way. It's during the week, but we offered it in a 3-day format. We also are going to offer it later this summer in a 7-week, every Thursday evening format. But this 3-day format is June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd. We actually have two dog trainers from Italy and a woman coming from Florida that are coming here to take the course, and then they're going to stick around and help us after the 4th of July to go out on searches and help at the booth and do some actual hands-on rescue work that are, you have to, in order for you to come out and work with us to go out on physical searches and use the high-tech equipment and our search dogs on lost pet investigations, you have to go through the MAR course. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for volunteers to go for that training.
Excellent. And then I think there's also evening classes, too, for that. And that starts in August.
Correct.
And so attend a volunteer orientation as well. And the next one is Tuesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. at the Kent Senior Center.
Yep.
And that would be to equip you to be able to volunteer, for example, at the 4th of July booth. And also, like you said, your trainings that you do are at Seward Park every Saturday morning. What are the times of that?
You know, actually, we just switched. We're no longer training Saturday mornings. We're training Thursday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. at Seward Park. All of this information, our entire schedule of when we're having fundraising committee meetings, volunteer meetings, orientations, it's all on our website, missingpetpartnership.org. If you then look under volunteer training /events, it just gives our entire calendar. Mm-hmm. But we invite people to come out and become involved. There's also, you know, you can either sign up to be a volunteer through the website, and then we'll give you the instructions on what to do from there. Mm-hmm. Or you can just come to any of the meetings, and then we'll get you paperwork at the meeting and have you get started.
Mm-hmm. And then, as always, you can make a donation on the website, and that's missingpetpartnership.org. You know, even a $10 donation is going to buy, some of the window markers to mark cars to help reunite people with their lost pets, to help pay for the poster board. All the time you spend counseling people over the phone who call you from all over the world who have lost pets, and you do this at no charge to them. But there is a cost to it. There is a cost to running that. So they really need the support of the community to continue to offer this wonderful service.
We do, and I would just add that, you know, we have had two major donors, one from New York and one from San Francisco. We just need to pick up people in our own area that understand and support and want this service, because we seriously have gotten to the point where we're at risk of going under, and mm-hmm. we need support. And even if it's, you know, rather than just getting a couple major donors, we would like to get some people that can just on a regular basis donate a little money here, a little money there, come out and volunteer, tell other people about us, and make small donations, and then as long as we can survive, we can continue to help people and animals. Mm-hmm. It is our passion.
Yeah. And you have a book coming out, well, not for probably another year, but coming down the pipes anyway, that you've written called, what is it, Bloodhound Love?
Bloodhound Love. It is going to be such a hot book, I tell you. It is a teen romance mystery. It's about a 17-year-old girl with a bloodhound that she wants to use to track people, but she kind of becomes a reluctant pet detective, and it is, I already have an agent interested, and it's, I'm actually plotting the second book in the series. It'll be a mystery series, and I'm very optimistic that it's going to do well. It wouldn't be out for another year from now, but we definitely want to get, did we mention the teens? I think we hadn't yet.
Nope, you've got a teen volunteer orientation, especially for teens.
Yeah, so we're looking. We want to involve teens, and we are actually having a meeting here in Federal Way on Monday, June 7th at 6 p.m. at the Federal Way Senior Center, and we're hoping to be able to start the first ever Pet Detective Explore Scout team, mm-hmm. and so that'd be ages 15 to 20, and it really. Because there's a lot of things that we know that teens are going to be able to help us with, and we want to get this going. So that's really probably more for South County area people, mm-hmm. Teens. But if they're available and want to help, come to the meeting on Monday, June 7th.
All right. Well, Kat, wonderful to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for the fabulous work that you do. I've posted all of this information on the Dog Talk Show website. And as always, we are available on iTunes to listen to any of our past shows. If you want to listen to Kat's past interviews, or if you've missed any part of this interview, you can find us on iTunes. If you go to the podcast page and just search for The Dog Talk Show with Julie Forbes. And Kat, I'll be talking with you soon. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks again, Julie. Take care.
All right. You too. So, yeah, those 4th of July boosts are amazing and very, very effective, and it's important that she's able to continue to do that. So please donate, if you can, either your time or from your wallet. Well, we will be back same time, same place next week, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.